Ivan Mawarire simply speaks to those things that Zimbabweans are speaking to in various spheres of life. They are speaking about these things because there are no jobs. Zimbabweans have to go outside the country to look for jobs. People are pulling their children out of school. There are various economic challenges. So he's speaking to issues that every Zimbabwean speaks to. However, it is also important to politically, in analysis, to realize that the response being given to Ivan Mawarire is that the government will characteristically give to a political opponent. But he is not a political opponent. But for them to be able to deal with him, to answer him, they can only answer him politically. They can't answer him on the questions that he has raised. He has raised questions pertaining to job, to payment of civil servants on time, and so forth, which are issues of service delivery. And the government has no answer to that, apparently.
Given his engagements and pronouncements outside of the country, how do you see the government reacting when he goes back to Zimbabwe?
It wouldn't surprise me if Ivan is arrested. But he won't necessarily be arrested because he has said anything outside the country. Because what he has said when he's outside the country is basically the same things that he has said when he was here. Because he has always said what he says on social media. And social media, by its nature, is international and it's universal. I think that you'd be arrested because he has created a new movement, a new way of citizen expression